This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to be one of those context shows, not so much news of the day shows, because that's just the way it works out sometimes. And we're going to start with a question. The question is, what if? The more complete question is, what if, after having gotten inflation from 9% to, as of the last reading, 3.4%, what if the Federal Reserve just said, you know what? Forget that 2% inflation target we've got. We're good with 3.
Well, I'm an economist, so my first reaction is it depends.
Wow, it's not 9%. That's my immediate reaction.
I am Andrea Eisfeldt. I am the Lawrence and Lori Fink Endowed Chair in Finance at the UCLA Anderson School of Management.
I am Abdullah Albarani, an economist at the Hale College of Business at Northern Kentucky University.
Okay, number one, keeping inflation at 3%, which is, to be clear, not something the Fed has said it's interested in, but that last mile from 3 down to the Fed's target of 2 is going to be really hard. But keeping it at 3, well, look, that's going to have some trickle-down effects.
I'll make it personal. So if you tell me that 3% is going to be the expectation moving forward, I'm going to start to expect a 3% raise on an annual basis to cover the loss of purchasing power from inflation.
Two words, people, consumer behavior.
If that comes along with a truly tighter monetary stance, then I think people will feel it harder to make additional changes relative to what they've already done, because they've already maybe switched a little bit to the generic brands, or we've just started to do our grocery shopping, you know, a little more strategically.
Also, housing might feel it too.
On the one hand, you think, and I think this is kind of the effect that we're seeing so far, is that higher interest rates will bring down house price appreciation, bring down the increases in the cost of shelter. On the other hand, it does lead to higher borrowing costs.
So we'll call this a thought experiment.
3% leaves us with a little additional uncertainty of, you know, are we going to keep monetary policy tight? Or are we going to live with, stable inflation, but a higher rate of inflation?
I think that's why the Federal Reserve, even if they do want to increase to 3%, will not do it without thorough communication and studies to make that adjustment.
Forward guidance is what the Fed calls that. And trust me, they will forward guidance the heck out of this thing. Next meeting of the central bank, by the by, end of the month.